Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Spoiler After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way, in case you didn't know. I'm excited that you're here. Janet Christie's here. Janet's back. I know. I'm excited, too. She's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. Also capitalizing on being woman-owned. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for 14 years. We could not do without her. She's our good friend. Janet, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always, Janet. So numbers are an interesting part of our lives, and they can be used to tell a story. They reveal the numeric parts of our world. We couldn't be in business long if we weren't tracking our expenses and our cash. We keep up with our, you know, it's a way of keeping score with how, whether we're making any money or not, and successful or sustaining our company. But we can also use them in other ways, maybe ways that aren't always so good. And you want to talk about that. How do we use figures?
Well, my grandfather used to say a phrase that I didn't understand when I was a kid, and he said it, but the more I do business, the more I understand it, especially doing research for people. But he used to say, liars figure and figures lie. And now I know that what he meant was people will use or believe what they want to or what suits their purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And as a small business, you have to know what figures people use, what figures they accept, which ones they ignore, in order to know what's important to them or know how they measure things, and then to sell to them, but also to deliver to them. Because
mm-hmm.
you might be delivering what you promised, but that wasn't what they wanted to see.
Well, and I remember, from a polling standpoint, you could poll an audience about something political, for example. How do you feel about this policy or this politician? Do you like them? Do you not dislike them? Do you hate them? And if 49% said they like them, and 3% said that they care one way or the other, they didn't dislike them, and the other 47% said that they didn't like them. You know, the report would be over half of the people like this guy.
Right.
You know, they add those two numbers together, and they get the number they want. And so that's the reason we have to be careful about polls. And I say that as a person who reports on a poll every week. You got to be careful. You got to watch guys like me. So what do you think?
Well, you're exactly right. And campaigns are probably the best example.
Yeah.
The ads, the speeches, the debates, the polls, everything involves numbers, but they use the ones that make the most sense. You know, it's kind of a simplistic version of that is glass half empty or half
mm-hmm.
full.
Yeah. So why should we care about this? As business people, why does this matter?
Well, it will put you in a position to be behind, not able to explain to somebody how it works for them, how it will help them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always say that what you sell or do is not what's important to anybody, to a customer or a potential customer. It's what it does for them.
Right.
I remember when I was selling telecommunications to professional services, that was selling to engineers who can't make up their mind and to attorneys who are trained to not make up their mind. So it was always difficult to figure out what was going to make them make a decision. And I remember telling an attorney one time, because, you know, I had figured out that they bill by the hour, so they charge by the hour. That's how they make their money. Well, I said to an attorney one time, if this particular system will do this, 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 and this, and that will save your clerical staff, your secretary, that will save her time, that will give her time to put on other things that are billable hours mm-hmm. and stuff. And he said, listen, you don't understand. She gets paid to have a hard time.
Right.
So, and, you know, that could launch us off into a whole
right.
other discussion.
Right.
But the point was, I did not figure out what figures he was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
He was not interested in me reducing the amount of time his secretary had to spend on something.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pitching the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. And because you had not asked him yet, what's important to you?
Yes, I made an assumption
yeah.
that because attorneys use billable hours,
right.
or that's what's important to them, that it would be that this particular scenario would be important to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't find out what figures were important to him.
Another thing that mistake that people make, and I saw this, this happened this recently to me in a project I'm working on, is the person who was producing the numbers was going to make a presentation and basically put up all the numbers. And I said, these are all executives you're giving these numbers to. They don't want to see how you got there. They want to see what you came up with, and they want to see only a couple of numbers connected to a bunch of words about what it means to them.
Yes.
And he hadn't thought about that. And so we produced that, and when the number came up, nobody blinked. Not one blink, and it was a big number, and nobody blinked. And it was because we spoke to them with we included the numbers in with the words that they related to, right?
Then the number fell on fertile soil because
right.
you had laid the groundwork properly.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of my biggest problems, well, and this is a personal problem, not so much in business, but it's frustrating, is that people hire me to do research, but the
mm-hmm.
problem is they have preconceived ideas about what they want
mm-hmm.
to do with this research or what they're going to do, and they really want the research to validate
right.
what they're going to do.
And they'll tell you how to ask the question, how to oppose your research, won't they?
Oh, yes. And,
yeah.
and a lot of times they just make so much assumption that when they start giving you instructions about doing the research,
yeah.
they think everybody thinks that way.
Exactly. Liars figure and figures lie. That's a little bit of words of wisdom there from Janet's grandfather. We'll come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Janet Christie. Leverageanddevelopment.com is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.